So when did you realize you were getting old? Maybe it was a milestone birthday made you realize it, or maybe you caught yourself turning down the radio so you could see in the car.
I started doing that early on.
I know. Like
you're kind of lost and you maybe missed a turn.
Like, I got to lock in. I got to lock in.
I got to hear myself think.
I know, right?
Yes. It doesn't help, but we'd still do it.
Right. What one thing happened that kind of made you realize, I'm getting older?
What was it for you? So, I feel there's a story coming.
Backstory. I got LASIK about 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I've been walking around since with this certain air of superiority.
Sure.
A swagger.
You feel like you got x-ray vision, kind of.
Absolutely. A swagger, yeah. You could say, right?
Yeah, I got it done back in 1999.
For sure. Vision 2015. Didn't have to wear stupid glasses anymore.
Yep. Now, the freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, back then, the eye surgeon did tell me at the time that I would need readers later in life because LASIK couldn't correct the natural aging process of your eyes.
Same, I heard that too, yes.
Yeah, you know what I did? I rolled my eyes.
Mm.
I rolled my eyes. I was like, you know what? That's stupid. I don't have
Not me. I have superhero eyes now.
That's right. Didn't you just tell me I had 2015 eyes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. So I went on with life, living life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to me in line at Barnes & Noble. And I'm just walking there waiting to be checked out. Mm-hmm. And there is a display of readers. And one of them was kind of like neat. Like, you know, good design, whatever. I thought they were kind of cool.
Those are cute.
And I was like, oh, those are kind of neat. And so I happened to pick up a pair of low power readers and just for fun put them on.
I just want to see what it'll look like.
And crap.
Yep.
Now I'm researching cemetery plots.
Fast forward.
I'm like, well, you mean to tell me the stoplights don't need to be fuzzy?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me? So I'm like, oh my gosh, do I go the reader route? Am I now in the reader route zone?
Yeah, welcome to it. I feel like you've been making fun of me for years because I crossed over into that plateau.
Kelly,
like, I can't read the instructions on medicine bottles anymore. And now I've gotten to the point where I can't even, like, read a book without putting on my readers.
Yeah, and Dr. Aaron texts us and says, you're going to bookstores? That's your sign you're old. Ha ha. Okay, thanks, Aaron. And you know what, Kelly,
to you, I
say, yes, you know what? Turnabout's fair play. You know
Absolutely.
What? I did. I made fun of you.
Yep.
And I will now apologize and retract most of the things I've said.
We are both now wearing the Meemaw and Pecaw readers.
I have not purchased.
You haven't purchased them? Okay.
I have not purchased them.
You will. Welcome to it. Just go to Amazon. They sell them in like bulk. You can get like six pair. Because then you're going to find, this is the next level, you're going to find that you need to leave them all over the house for wherever you might need them. We have some in the bathroom. We have some in the kitchen. We have some near the couch. We have some down here in my studio. We have them everywhere, strategically placed. So go ahead, go to Amazon, buy them in bulk.
Sure.
Thank me later.
So maybe another trip to the eye doctors, actually pulling the trigger and purchasing some readers are in my future.
Yeah. You're going to need them because once you realize, oh, my life could be so much clearer. I don't have to struggle.
I know.
To read the instructions on the medicine bottles or tiny little print or books.
Anyways. All right. So what was it? Was there one thing in your life that you're like, yep, you know what? I'm old now. 502-795-1997. That's it for me.
That's it.
That was it. Okay. That was it for me.
For me, honestly, it was way back when I got excited about buying dishes.
There you go. So there you go. There you go. What one thing happened to you where you looked at your life and your choices and what was happening and you said, you know what? I'm getting old.
been discovered readers.
For me, it was trying on a pair. Now, my wife has readers, and I've tried on hers before, and they don't work. And I'm like, no.
Are they a higher power?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And then I just happened upon some readers while I was in line, and I put them on, and they were low power, and I was like, oh. Those actually look nice.
I can see.
They actually work.
Oh my gosh, Alyssa texted us. My husband cracked a rib doing tricks on an inflatable water slide on his 30th birthday.
Oh no! Yes, when you get injured doing normal things.
Yeah. Or things that you didn't used to get injured doing.
Right. Oh. Anna, was there one thing for you?
Yes, and it was like a few days ago. I literally wanted to die. So I'm 32, okay? Like, I'm not old by any means.
No.
For Christmas, my husband and I got a Hume Health weight scale.
Uh-huh.
It's where you have to, like, hold on to, like, this bar, and it will give you the diagnostic on your app of your body weight and your BMI and like your health age.
Oh no.
I did it a few days ago and it said that I'm 43.
When the apps attack.
I was so humbled. I have been on my treadmill for the past 3 days.
We'll see. Maybe that was a little kick in the pants you needed.
Yeah, no. I'm not about to be 43. That is funny. So we're going to change that in 2026.
That is funny, okay. Anna.
All right. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah.
We think you look great.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say, you look great. Hair's shiny and bouncy and everything's looking up for you, Anna, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys.
All right. See ya. It's funny. Like, I hold as Bible, as gospel, the fitness age that my Garmin app tells me because it's lower than what I actually am. And I'm like,
you're going to hang your hat on that forever.
I'm like, that's my fitness age. My
don't
fitness
test
age
it again,
says
though.
That.
Don't no, test it again in case it comes with a different answer.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, wait, hang on a second. You wear readers? Well, let me just change this.
Recalculating. Tish says, I realized I was getting old when I needed to Google slang my kids said. Sure. When I started complaining about apartments being built in town and how much traffic that would add to our roads. Yep.
You start shaking a stick at the clouds. Hey! Yep.
When I started conversations with random people about the weather.
I fall into that too.
Yep. You're turning into your parents.
I'm like, wow.
Yes.
So I hear that it might be in the 60s later this week.
When my favorite songs are played on classic or oldie stations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing is more evident. Like, Kelly and I, we live that. Where we're like, oh, hey, these throwback songs, they're fun. We remember when we were playing them when they were new. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and she says, oh, and going to bed feeling perfectly fine, then waking up feeling like I was in a UFC fight. Yes. Yeah, everything just hurts.
Yeah, Natalia. Tasha rolls in and says, waking up to a crick in my neck, just sleeping and being down for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dang it.
Oh,
everything
no.
Everything just kind of hurts.
Swifty Kim rolls in on text and says, for me, it was a couple years ago when I had to enlarge the font on my iPhone.
Oh, yes. No, I refuse to do that.
Have you done that yet?
It's an option. I have not done that yet. I have not done that yet, although it may be glorious. I'm not doing it because, again, to me, that is old people. I can't do that, right? I would look like old people to other people. That's all my font on my founding. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We just got another text in. When was the one singular thing that made you feel old? When my daughter was so surprised I was alive when the original Aladdin came out.
Oh my God.
All right. All right.
You were alive back then? Wow.
I can show you the world. Oh, my gosh. All right. Good stuff. Oh. Hey, thank you for that. You know what? Hey, we're just happy to be alive, right?
Absolutely. And Mallory, we see almost 35, got up off the floor, threw him back out, was down and out for 3 days,
yep.
man. Yes.
Yep.
That
we feel
back.
You.
Ouchie.
All right. Hey, thank you. We can all commiserate together, right?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Getting older is a good sign because it's better than being 6 feet under, right?
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. Coming up on the bed.